This is KYRV-FM, Roseville, Sacramento. Available everywhere with the iHeartRadio app. Now number one for podcasting. Sacramento's rock station. 93.7 The River, an iHeartRadio station.
Ah.
The Dog, Joe, and Dana Show. Sacramento's rock station. 93.7 The River.
Oh, my love and ding dong on a Tuesday.
Good morning, Sacramento.
Ah, Dana, score it.
10.
Yes. Welcome to it, 8:25. Disney 4-packs, 2 days, single park. So we'll do that at 8:25 all this week. If you want to go to Disney to check out all the holiday magic, 8:25. Got a bunch of Tuesday stuff to get to and more. First, though, off the River Rock and Roll Machine, Self-Esteem, Offspring, or Aerosmith, Dream On.
Oh, good one. Good
so,
ones.
Tell us what you want to hear. Chime in with whatever else you got. Dana's got the Instagram and Facebook going. We'll get you going on a Tuesday.
That is a match. Let's see. Okay. This is a hard one.
Mm.
Jim Boy's Tacos, Taco Bell Tacos, or Jack in the Box Tacos?
Jack in the Box.
I'm not really equipped to answer on this. You guys are going to be better at it than I am. I'm going to go Taco Bell for me. I'm probably answering the wrong way, though.
And I love a Jim Boy taco, but here's the thing. They got rid of using, now, not all locations we learned, but they use the chunk instead of shredded chicken now. I love the Parmesan. I love all the grease. Back in the day when it was a shredded chicken taco with their hot sauce, that was a tough taco to beat. But and it's been so long since I've had Jack. I'll say Jack.
Yeah.
See, Jack in the Box kind of hurts my tum-tum. I don't know if it's the oil they use or whatever.
Such a girl.
I am. So I think I'm going Jim Boy's, but I might have to go have a Jack in the Box taco to figure this out today.
Oh, Jack tacos are...
That's a tough one.
Oh, man. They
I used to love those.
Those are dirty birds. Oh. We used to go in there with $10. We'd put $9 on tacos and whatever was left, give us a small Coke, and we just plow them.
Well, how many could you get for $9?
Well, a lot.
They're two for a dollar, $2.99.
Yeah.
And I always tell the story, and I'll tell it again. Back when all the people up in the Northwest were dying because they had an E. coli outbreak, people in Washington, a couple people in Oregon, they were dying. Here in California, you got a cheeseburger, you got a fry, you got a Coke, you got a taco, 99 cents.
Oh. All of that.
Yeah, well... It was 99 or $1.99, but you got a burger, a fry, a Coke, and a taco, and I think it was $1.99.
That's a deal.
And that went on for like 6 months, and we're like, really? It's going to kill you? It'll get killing.
Yeah, when?
It was 99 cents or $1.99 throughout that whole fiasco. We're down here in California. People up there, they're scared to death.
That would
Jack
fill you up. That'd be enough to give you a quick little afternoon fill-up right there.
It was great. Yeah. Fry, burger, small Coke, taco. Yeah. Awesome.
Oh, my gosh. Let's see. We got Dream On, Self-Esteem, Dream On. There's a new TikTok trend. This does sound good. Ruffle, like the Ruffles chips, but make them into Rice Krispie treats.
Who?
I know.
With marshmallow and all that?
Oh, yeah. Salty. Oh, God.
Whoa,
yeah, and
who
sweet.
Thought of that one?
It's a TikTok thing.
See, now, we knew a woman. We used to work with a woman, and she would take Lay's chips and put them into her sugar cookies.
Oh, yeah.
And oh,
so good. And it's so good.
I miss those cookies. Those were so good.
Salty, and they were sweet. So I understand putting a chip and using a chip, but I don't like... We just had this conversation yesterday.
Yeah, you don't like them.
I don't like Rice Krispie. I don't like marshmallow.
I happen to have two Rice Krispie treats in my desk drawer right now because the boss gave them to me.
Yeah. And like all Rice Krispie treats, they've been there for about 2 years now.
Yeah.
And they're still as soft and supple as the were the day they handed it to you.
That's engineering right there.
It is.
We got Dream On, Self-Esteem. This is straight down the middle. It really honestly is.
You call it, Dana.
Oh, see, I'm right down the middle too. I'm going Dream On.
All right, Joe.
All right. 93.7 The River.
Mind with Dog, Joe, and Dana on Sacramento's Rock Station, 93.7 The River.
All right, what is on your fine mind this morning, 766-9370? You can share anything you want, get it off your mind, and go into the week after we had turkey with a good, clear, non-trip to fan head. I had something else that was on my mind, but I just saw this, and me always thinking of and taking care of Joe. We have to share this. These are the lists of the worst and best cities for singles.
Oh.
Newly compiled.
Lay them on me.
The worst town or city in California is where, if you're single?
Ooh,
this is the worst.
Single. Don't even tell me Sacramento.
No, Sacramento not on the list. It's Glendale, California.
Okay, that's down.
Down south. Yeah. Now we'll go to the top 10. Okay. Number 10, Boise. Or actually, how they say it in Boise is Boise.
Boise.
Stupid. Number 9, Tucson, Arizona. Portland, Maine. Minneapolis. San Francisco. 5, Austin, Texas. Denver. Portland, Oregon. Seattle. And number 1 is where? If you're single.
Austin, Texas. I don't know, somewhere in Texas. Dallas, Texas.
Well, I just said Austin.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay, I missed that.
Okay.
I did not even hear you say Austin, Texas. That's bizarre.
I was tripping. I thought I couldn't hear myself.
No, I didn't have you on, Dana. Sorry.
Thank you.
What do you think, Dana?
You said Portland and Austin. It's got to be a bigger... I'm going to say L.A.
I would just think of Texas because everybody's moving out there, but I'll say where the new Hollywood is. Where the...
Tamalewood?
Yeah, Tamalewood.
That's in New Mexico.
Yeah, New Mexico.
Okay. No, it is Madison, Wisconsin.
What? Really? Don't they have any... Like, don't they need something to do there?
That's a cheesehead.
Yeah.
Up there. Madison, Wisconsin.
Madison, Wisconsin is the best place to move to and live if you're single.
Well, so. I'm going to have to remain that way because I'm not going.
Well, what about Glendale, California, the worst place? See, now, if you go to the worst place... For singles, and you can meet someone there.
You're doing good.
You can find love anywhere. So it's like you gotta go out and you gotta prove yourself, and it's gotta be tried and true. You gotta get your skills about you. You don't want to go to the best place when you're learning to do something. You want to go to the worst if you want to acquire skills.
Well, maybe he needs to build his confidence though.
Or maybe skills, because I think you at least gotta be able to be dating before you try to go to the worst place to get a date.
Yeah.
That's like trying to fish in the ocean without a rod and reel. You're in big trouble.
We got a new year approaching, and what is it now, Dana?
No.
Is it approaching 4 years celibacy?
Well, it will be in September of next year, yeah.
Oh, wow.
We got plenty of time. We got plenty of time to make a Christmas miracle happen.
Might as well start counting it as 4, I guess.
No, we don't have to do that. Why would anyone count it early?
Let's just round it up. We'll go to the nearest 10th. 10 years, Joe's celibacy continues.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about Madison, Wisconsin, but...
That's weird.
Yeah. Cold. Too early? Too soon for Christmas music?
Not for that one, I don't think.
I thought this was pretty funny. Every year they do this, and I don't know if you've ever seen this, Dana. Joe, I know we've done it before. They always take all the things from the 12 days of Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. And what they do is they always go through all these different things, and they measure all these things, like the 12 days of Christmas, 2 turtle doves, 5 gold rings, the Piper's piping. So every year they always go up and down with inflation or see how expensive it is each year.
Yeah, this is actually pretty interesting to see.
So the index for this year, it looks like it's back to pre-pandemic levels of 2019, which is up 5.7%. Depending on the items. Now, if you get into the 6 geese a laying, 2 turtle doves, and 3 French hens, those are up 57.1%.
Because people are doing a lot of homesteading and farming and raising some livestock, probably.
I guess, or they're buying French hens and turtle doves.
Yeah. Fun pet.
I don't think you can farm French hens or turtle doves, but...
Pardon me. The cost for 12 Lords of Leaping, I don't even know where you get those. They got those at Target, Dana?
I think so.
Yeah, those are up 12.6%, and they say that it grew to $41,000 this year. Back in 2019, it was $38,000 to get all the days of Christmas things.
Oh, I thought I was going to say, geez, just to get to 12 Lords of Leaping?
Yeah.
Wow.
Everything is going to just be stupid through the roof if, in fact, you can get it. And this is what I shared with my son and my wife. I said, and this was before we took him back, I said, why isn't it this year a great time to handcraft and get back to the tradition of Christmas? And why doesn't everyone fashion something?
Your own gifts?
Yeah, write a gift, I don't know, a photo gift, go out in the wood shop and wood shop or metal shop a gift. I don't know, as much as I hate all that magnet crap on the fridge from the kids when they were little, paper mache, I don't know.
Right, something like that.
The ladies can get out their knits.
Yeah.
And the quilting. And I don't know, why don't they just start bucking this stupid container log jam, gotta have all this crap, and why don't they just go back to a more traditional old-fashioned, hey, I made this for you, Christmas.
I like it. I mean, obviously, I like working. I like crafting and stuff.
So. Dana is going to save America because the talk around the water cooler is that Americans have lost their handiness, their crafting abilities.
Where? Which water cooler do you hang out at again?
I don't know what he's talking
about.
One
over here by the left.
Okay.
Yeah, they say that you know we don't know how to build or do anything anymore. So
yeah.
we're going to have a little trouble.
So Dana's going to save America.
Yeah, apparently. She's handy. She's the only one of us. Like, well, you craft. You do a little crafting.
Well, I really get embarrassed when you call it crafting. I don't like that term. I don't, you know, really know what I craft.
Handiwork. He does handiwork, not crafting.
Yeah. Yeah, don't really hang out at Michael's.
I do a lot.
I'll do a beating here every now and again.
Something's wrong. You catch me at the Hobby Lobby. Wouldn't really title myself a crafter.
What would you make? What would you fashion for your family?
What would I make? Love.
Oh, that's gross.
No, I can do something out of wood. I can, you know,
me. You can build something out of wood.
The poetry. I can write Christmas stories and Christmas poems.
Oh, how cute!
Could do that, Danny. You could do jewelry. You could do a painting.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff I could do.
I got nothing, really. I mean, I could sing them something.
Oh God.
You know?
So you're gonna lay down recordings.
Well, I could sing. I don't know. I mean, I'm not very good at it, but I could do it.
And would these be one-off written songs, or would these be Christmas standards?
Probably Christmas standards.
Oh, now here's the thing. I'd like to hear you, and I'll give you a few days, because, you know, not even into December yet. Record a few Christmas standards, and you don't even have to do the whole thing.
Done.
Make kind of a Christmas standards mixtape.
Okay.
Give us, you know, 30 seconds of each song, and we'll play them. And then what we can also do, too, is once you complete your LP.
I like that. That sounds cool.
It does. We'll go to the studio, and then we'll take none of the money and donate it to charity.
I think we might make a dollar or something like that.
Yeah.
I'll throw down some chestnuts roasting over the open fire.
Sure.
Jingle bells and whatnot.
Sure.
I would do that.
Yeah. So stay tuned. We will start debuting, world premiering Joe's new Christmas standard LP as soon as he gets them recorded, which will probably be not before Christmas.
Never. Yeah, it'll be next Christmas, I promise.
Yeah.
Well, it's a little tough to get me into the studio these days.
Yeah, we know. We know.
You're in one.
Oddly. Next, Taste Great update. We got to talk about some tasty things. Fast food chains that are getting rid of the dining rooms.
Oh, wild.
It's becoming a thing. Whoa. And these are big fast food chains. We'll tell you which ones are.
It's a Taste Great update with Dog Joe Dana on Sacramento's Rock Station, 93.7 The River.
Well, what we have here is a list of all the restaurants that you know, love, and either eat at or I guess even could hate. And all these restaurants are coming up with new plans and prototype restaurants and new footprints because the pandemic has taught them that the dining room is dead.
Wow.
So these restaurants are getting rid of the dining room, and they're all going to use the Go Mobile apps and pick up, and they're going to have smaller patios. And if they do have indoor, it's going to be very, very limited seating. They're done building walk-in, sit-down, convenient restaurants.
No kidding.
Wow.
Unbelievable. That's a wild statement.
Yeah.
It is. Taco Bell. They said that they're going to do this to 10,000 stores in 10 years. And they've already got one. And they got the rendering. It's basically, it's cool.
So there's no tables inside or just a very limited amount?
Well, what this is, this rendering I'm looking at, the kitchen's upstairs, and then it has three carports like a bank. So they're cooking all the food up top.
Okay.
People are driving in just like a bank. And they're just dropping the food down the chute, and they're going.
Whoa.
And again, a little space agey, but you can see where this is headed.
I got to tell you, think about how much quicker you'd get your food.
Yeah. And everyone now, they say, is used to, you know, hey, I'll park here. They drop the food off, or they'll bring it out. They can see it changing, so they're going to meet the people's needs. Well, people don't want to get out and eat anymore.
And honestly, I can't even count how many times I've gone to Taco Bell since last year. I've never once gone inside, and obviously you couldn't go inside to eat, but you almost always go through the drive-thru and take it home.
With most of those fast food restaurants, I do that.
Isn't it weird, though? I would go in, like, if you know, you want to get out of the car, whatever.
Yeah.
But isn't it weird all the things we thought we needed? and they thought we wanted.
I wonder if it'll be different, though, in like in cities that you usually stop in when you're traveling. Like, you know, like, and I know you hate this whole scenario, but when you're driving to Oregon and you stop in Redding for food, you know, like, you're going to want to get out of the car
the
and sit and
stop.
Eat somewhere.
Yeah, there's going to be travel destinations, and geographically, it'll vary, I'm sure. Yeah, that was a horrible scenario, by the way.
I know. That's the one I could think of, though, because I do it a lot.
Panera, they're doing it. Burger King.
Panera.
Yeah.
Wow.
They've got a prototype of the future. Let's see here. Del Taco. Del Taco's still open?
There's one on Watt.
Okay.
Yeah, we got one in Roseville.
McDonald's, they've been working on this for a while.
A long time.
No more Play Place?
No. Oh, God, no. That a lot of people, they've known this for years before a pandemic.
Yeah, it was a cesspool of germs.
Yes, it was a Petri dish.
They started to rebuild that. When they're rebuilding the McDonald's, I think they're taking those out.
Well, and a lot of them they shut down because people were getting hurt. And, and KFC, they've been talking about this one for quite a few weeks now. They want to do a lot of just mobile.
Hmm.
KFC wants to get rid of, like, even the drive-thru.
Really?
They want Uber Eats to deliver?
They just want Uber Eats to deliver, or people just to pull into parking stalls and, boom, bring out the food. Because I guess KFC has kind of a little bit of wait time. I don't eat KFC.
Yeah, it takes a little bit of time for the chicken to cook or something.
So, yeah, they want to just say, hey, you just pull in here and we'll bring out your bucket.
I don't mind the pull in and wait for it deal. Like, you get it stores and all kind of stuff. I don't mind doing that, pulling in and waiting.
And Chipotle, they've always had small dining room, long line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're going to also start going in this direction. And then think about the King of California. They've always done this. You're going to eat in your car.
Yeah.
And if they do, or you do, you get the box, you get the napkins, you get the placemat, in and out.
Yep.
Okay.
So all these restaurants are like, hey, we don't need these big footprint restaurants anymore. People don't want to come in.
It's a waste of in all industries, if you think about it. Even our industry is shrinking down with, you know, brick and mortars and stuff.
Yeah. McDonald's, you watch the movie, The Founder. Yeah. That was the greatest thing ever. They had nowhere to sit except a couple tables outside. And when Michael Keaton walks up and they hand him his hamburger in like 30 seconds for like 60 cents, his Coke and all that, he's like, where do I eat it? And he's looking around and the kid tells him, anywhere you want. And he turns around, he's looking at the parking lot of people, he's like, he's lost because he's like, where do I go? And the guy's like, well, you can go out there and sit in the bench, you can go in your car, you can go across the street to the park. And he's walking around just dumbfounded because he's like, where do I eat?
Yeah.
And he sits next to strangers and he eats the hamburger and he's like, this is wild.
The greatest thing ever.
And then everyone went crazy with dining rooms and everyone went crazy with drive-thru. And so now they're getting back to, here's your food, bye.
That's crazy. Oh, wow.
I wondered if it was going to go back to like how like the bellhop type thing was, where everybody pulled up to like a little car speaker and you sat there.
Car hop, not bellhop.
Yeah,
bellhop's at a hotel.
That's right, car hop. Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Well, that kind of looked cool. I'd like to do that.
Cook it with gas today, Joe.
That'd be fantastic. You pull into the A&W and the guy comes out and he's got his like little French suit on and his hat and he comes out with a luggage carrier.
Can I take your bag, sir? Wait a minute, I want a foot long.
Yeah, I don't want to. Car up, I want a bellhop. Sir, you're in a restaurant.
This just in. Here's Doug, Joe, and Dana on Sacramento's Rock Station, 93.7 The River.
Well, the University of Southern California, a.k.a. USC, has issued a public apology after an offensive chant took place from USC's student section during Saturday's game. I did not see it, but I have since watched the viral videos. They were playing BYU, which is Brigham Young University.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, you're familiar with Brigham Young and the Mormon school that it is.
That is the Mormon school.
So the chant that took place during the game, which they said does not reflect USC as a learning institution or the majority of its student body, was basically very simple. It was F the Mormons.
Oh gosh.
Man. And it was loud, it was long, and everyone in the USC section chanted F the Mormons, and it went on and on and on, and it went viral. And then since, they've come back, and USC has issued an apology and said that they do not act like that, even though it happened.
That is so awful.
Wow. That's because the chant rolls off easily. Bum, 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 bum. It kind of fits. The Mormon's a double lettered word.
Nice, easy cadence.
Yeah, but I don't think it had anything to do with the religion. It was just fit.
Yeah. Merriam-Webster chooses the brand new word for 2021. Any ideas?
Oh, God.
What's the word for 2021? One word.
I hope it's not Omicron.
Oh, Omicron.
Oh, Omicron, whatever. That's how it's pronounced?
Yeah.
Omicron?
I thought I read Omicron.
Sounds very Transformer-ish to me.
Yeah. Isn't Omicron one of the Greek letters?
Ooh.
That's what they're named after. Delta is a Greek letter.
I think it might be. I think Omicron might. Yeah, I think it might be.
I don't know.
We're sidetracked.
Here's what I think, though. I think it's going to be not variant, but what was the thing right before it?
Delta?
No, the first one.
There you guys are thinking too hard.
Okay.
It's simple. The word of the year for 2021 is vaccine.
Oh, that makes sense.
Okay, I guess so.
Nice and simple, just good old run-of-the-mill old vaccine.
Yeah, all right.
So, and okay. I don't know. I mean, it's something for Merriam-Webster to do. I mean, people are like, oh, hey, you guys want to sit around and play word it was last year? Hey, let's play word of the year. No one does that. It's just a way for them to try to stay relevant and sell more not dictionaries.
Have a little fun with website, people.
They still use it on the internet, though. People use the internet dictionary.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, I do.
Yeah. Yeah, you need to use it more.
Yeah, I should.
Someone in Sacramento got a $1.6 million Powerball ticket. It was sold here in Sacramento. And nice. They sold this over the Thanksgiving weekend at Lachine's Liquor and Deli. 7107 South Land Park Drive is where this $1.67 million ticket was sold.
Wow.
Whoa.
So,
man,
they're going to get $8,000 because they simply sold the ticket.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's right. They get a nice chunk of that, don't they?
Well, I didn't know that the people who sell them get a chunk of it.
The store does.
Oh, yeah. And that's why, too, you know, everyone always thinks, oh, my God, I might win the lottery. Those store owners, they pay money to have that lottery set up there. Mm-hmm. They sell more tickets than most people buy. So if you're a store owner, it's good, you know, business on their part. They think, oh my God, if we sell, you know, 2,000 tickets a week or whatever it is, their chances of getting a lot less money come up more often.
Well, that's true. That's very true. Yeah, absolutely. Especially the guys in my neighborhood, because I'll buy them when they get high.
Yeah.
You know, I will.
You used to buy them when you were high.
Yeah, they were lower then, though.
Yeah. Coming up, what the fuck?
Yeah, baby.
And in exactly an hour, your chance to be caller 9 to go to Disney.
WTF, a.k.a. What the Fact. Here's Doug, Joe, and Dana on Sacramento's Rock Station, 93.7 The River.
What the fact?
Yeah, baby.
Facts so amazing, that's what you'll shout, a.k.a. WTF. Here we go. Hopefully you got a good, strong stomach.
Oof.
What the fact?
That's frightening to start it off.
I know.
What is situs inversus? Situs inversus, what is that? WTF.
Inverted sight.
Oh.
Okay, inverted sight. Joe, situs inversus.
Cross eye.
Okay. I guess pretty good guesses. I would have no idea what this was if you were to ask me. Situs inversus is a rare genetic condition wherein the positions of all or some organs in a person's chest or abdomen are flip-flopped.
What the fact?
Yeah.
So your heart is in your tummy?
No, your heart's over here.
Yeah, your heart would be
on the other side. Okay.
On the other side. Your kidneys would be maybe in the front, your liver on the wrong side, your appendix. Woo! Everything's like mirrored.
Weird. I wonder why that is weird. I bet that throws doctors off when they see that, man.
Well, yeah, you're going to go do a check, and you're like, what, huh?
This guy's got no heart.
Joe and I, off air, have long talked about this. Like Joe always says, you know, how many people can, like, get away with murder?
Oh, gosh.
How many people have buried a body and just gotten away with it? And Joe, you know this. I've always told you, tons.
Yeah, we have talked about that forever because it scares me. And Dog really thinks that.
Oh, there's, I believe it. And then now, to this, how many unidentified bodies are recovered each year?
Oh, gosh.
Unidentified. So Jane Doe's, John Doe's.
Yeah, so this is unidentified bodies.
Is
how many
in the United States?
It doesn't say. So I don't know if this is globally or America, but I'd be willing to bet that it's just here.
Okay.
Ooh.
I'm going to say, and this is 3,000?
Okay.
I don't know.
Man, I was going to guess 100.
According to this, 1,000 bodies remain unidentified.
Ooh, what the fact? That's crazy.
That's terrible.
But that's not the total of bodies that are recovered. There's more.
Okay.
How many total bodies are found, buried, or recovered somewhere each year?
I'm going to go with 3,000 again then.
Okay, Joe?
I'll say 2,000.
4,400.
What the fact?
Every year?
And out of that 4,400, about 1,000 are unidentified. So they do identify the other, you know, 2,000 some odd.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
That's a weird what the fact, dude.
Yeah. This is even more bizarre. How many humans would it take to have enough iron to forge a sword from blood?
Don't use me. I don't have any.
Question. Awesome.
Tana's iron deficient.
I am. I'm anemic. don't come after me.
All we got out of Dana was a nail.
Yeah.
I can't even get that.
I'm going to have to fashion some type of implement out of a stalk of broccoli.
That's calcium. I'm going to say it takes...
That's hilarious.
It takes 17 human beings to fashion a sword out of the iron in our blood.
Okay, Joe?
Man, it tastes pretty irony whenever you cut your tongue or your lip or, you know, lick a thing. I'm going to say 50. 50 humans fashion a sword out of the iron in your blood.
No, it takes 400 humans to have enough iron to forge the sword out of your blood.
What the fact? We barely have any iron in our bodies.
Yeah.
Why does it taste that way?
Why am I anemic then? This is dumb.
Yeah. Isn't that terrible?
Man. What the fact?
Some people, I'll just give you this fact. Some people, and it happens often, can die with no discernible cause of death. They simply die because they died.
What?
Meaning,
fact.
No heart attack, no.
Doctors don't know why they died. They just stopped ticking.
Are these the people that die in their sleep?
They could be. They could be driving to work. They could be just walking.
They just die.
They just die.
What the fact?
They never find any other reason for it. That is one of the scariest what the facts I've
Seriously?
Ever heard.
Yeah. Let's see here. We'll do one more. WTF.
Give me cold chills.
Oh, Joe, you're going to love this one.
It did.
How many people out of 50 in the United States has an unruptured brain aneurysm? Meaning these are people that are living with a potential aneurysm waiting.
If it ruptures, you're in big trouble.
Yes.
Yeah.
How many people in the U.S. out of 50 have this?
Oh, I don't want to think the number's high, but it probably is. I'm going to say 13.
Okay, Joe?
You know what? I hope it's a lot less because I'm going to say 2.
Actually, very close. 1 in 50 people in the U.S. has an unruptured brain aneurysm.
What the fact? Thankfully, it's that low.
And I'm not clear on if an unruptured one can also cause trouble or not, meaning other neurological problems.
Yeah.
It's just not that catastrophic, you know.
I don't know either. I hope none of us ever get either of those.
Yeah. I told you. You got to have a good fortitude this morning for those.
Very good what the fact,
those
man.
Are creepy.
This just in. Here's Doug, Joe, and Dana on Sacramento's Rock Station, 93.7 The River.
Well, I think people have probably seen this on TV or circulating online by now. Tiger Woods has come out, and what he says, and I quote, is, "I think that something that's realistic about me playing on tour one day, it'll happen, but never full-time ever again." He's going to pick and choose the tournaments he plays in, and he's going to have to really gear up. So he's probably going to play like 1, maybe 2 a year, and he's going to pick and he's going to choose, and he's not going to be a full-time tour player anymore. He said he just cannot do it, and he also admitted during this interview that he almost had his leg amputated.
What?
Oh, no kidding, from that accident.
Yeah.
Thought he was going to lose
moly.
It.
Yeah, he said it's unrealistic for me to play in the PGA full-time. So that lets me believe that he thinks it's realistic that he'll drive again. See, what Tiger Woods never needs to do again is he should play golf amateur, he should practice, he should go. What he should never do again, and what doctors need to tell him, is he should never get behind the wheel of another automobile.
Yeah.
As long as he lives.
Here. He's not a good driver at all.
No.
At all.
They kind of let this whole thing go as to whether or not he was. Yeah, I almost did that. We've never found out if he was on something.
No, they didn't say a word.
They kind of just let that whole thing go. And I'm here to tell you, I think he was zapped.
Well, of course he was.
And if you go back to Florida, remember they said, "Hey, you're in Orange County." He said, "Los Angeles." Remember when they caught him in Florida with his Mercedes and the tires were blown out and he was taking canine narcotics?
Oh,
he was.
So he was, I mean, he was hurt a lot worse in this one than we thought.
Yeah.
He was about to have a leg game, but they kind of kept that quiet then.
Yeah. And he's hobbling around. You've seen him. He's out at the range and he's hitting balls and he looks good because he's Tiger. But I guess he's in too much pain and it's just, it's too fatiguing and stressful to, you know, they got to walk 18 holes four days.
Oh, yeah.
Out of that weekend when they go to these tournaments and he can't stay up and do that every game. So he's going to have train and do what he's got to do to play a game here and there.
That's a hard announcement to make for him, I bet you. That was a toughie. Well, he was kind of semi-retired anyway, though, wasn't he?
Well, because he had back injuries.
Yeah.
You know, he wanted to play, and he's been rehabbing, and he was so hard on his body, and, you know, I mean, there's got to be more canine drugs out there. There's got to be some sort of dog pill that he could take.
He's probably looked into it.
Oh, I bet he's done more than look into it.
Man, poor fella.
Now we go to this guy in Montana. This guy owned the Montana Steakhouse known as the Feedlot. Feedlot Steakhouse.
Yum.
I bet that sounds like a place you'd go to.
Oh, I'd go there if I was ever in Montana. Michael Eugene Bolt, though, he said because of COVID and getting all the relief money that he was going to take $75,000 and use it on his steakhouse. He didn't do that, though. He took that money and he went out and bought a 1916 Studebaker.
Of course he did.
Oh, 1929 Franklin, a 1939 Ford Deluxe.
Stop.
And a 1941 Ford Super Deluxe.
Oh,
goodness.
And he says, "I know what I did was wrong, but I could not resist." And he said he also knows he's not going to keep the cars.
Oh, does he?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. I got to give them back, I think.
He's realistic about it.
I know it was wrong.
These people that do it, he should have made these promotional vehicles. He should have said, "Hey, I bought these because I was going to start picking up and dropping off my steakhouse patrons."
Mm-hmm.
You know, all he had to do is take magnets with the steakhouse logo and just say this was going to be a steak chauffeur service.
Stop giving people ideas.
Or maybe just not buy four of them. I mean, maybe he could have just got two.
Yeah.
Or maybe one.
And again, these were pretty excellent buys to get four classic cars in this market right now for 75 grand. That's pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, he said he realizes what he did was wrong, but he couldn't resist. Everyone knows about the shortage of everything and the shipping container supply and all that, blah, blah, blah. Well, not only is there a supply problem. This year for Christmas, there's going to be a Santa shortage.
Aww.
We can't get him over here?
No. And you know he's got all his brothers, twin brothers that go to the mall. They cannot get Santas to show up anywhere because if you go to a little website, this is called, where did the website go? HireSanta.com.
Aww.
This is where, like, Nordstrom or Macy's, they go to HireSanta.com. They're like, "Hey, I need a Santa here from the 15th to the whatever."
That's actually where they go to, huh? HireSanta.com.
They've seen 121% increase in people seeking Santas, and they say, "We're all out of Santas, and we're all booked."
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you know what? That's a good reason, though. I thought it was going to be for something different.
Like, you thought all the mall Santas were in a shipping container off the on Long Beach?
Nobody wanted them anymore. The kids didn't want to come.
You know, they died.
Oh, my goodness gracious. You can't kill Santa.
Well, I don't know. People get old.
He's magic.
Well, Santa lives forever, so those twin brothers.
Yeah. I did not know that.
Absolutely, and all the elves and the reindeer and everything.
I didn't either until Joe told me.
Yeah.
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah. Well, we can't kill Santa.
Well, Santa doesn't die.
I don't know.
No way.
So, if you have a store or a business, either get a Santa. I bet you can't even buy a Santa suit right now.
Oh, I guarantee you can.
Only the bad Santa suit.
So, you got to go to HireSanta.com. We've got Disney tickets. That's going to happen in exactly 22 minutes. Caller number 9 will give you more details. And next, we have to talk about this. What signs are the biggest cheaters?
Oh,
I'd like to know that.
Yes, and as it turns out, one of the three of us on this show is a hooer.
Really?
Ooh.
Yes.
Well, it's not me.
I like the way you said that.
Yeah. Who is the biggest hussy?
Hmm.
By Zodiac sign. Sacramento's Rock Station, 93.7 The River. It is the Dog Joe and Dana Show. And what we have here, thanks to Dana, is a list of Zodi crap. Zodiac signs that are most likely to cheat. We're going to go fast through the bottom and work our way to the top. Who on the show by Zodiac sign is the biggest whore? In at number 12, there are 12 of them. 12, Scorpio. In at number 11, Aquarius. 10, Sagittarius. Number 9 is the Aries. Number 8 is Pisces. Number 7 is Virgo. None of which these apply to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In at number 6, you little tramp, Dana, Leo.
I'm not a... I do not. Leos are loyal.
Well, according
number
to this...
Number 6, the lion?
You're tied with the Virgo at 8% of Leos will stray at some point in their Leo lives.
I disagree.
That's a very low amount, but I'll... Ooh, my.
But I'm not number 1.
In at number 5, Cancer. Mm. In at number 4...
Oh, my.
Taurus.
Uh-oh.
Yes. Taurus is the 4th most likely to cheat at 11%. Woo!
That's a couple ticks higher than the 8%.
Yeah,
we haven't
says,
mentioned Gemini yet, though, have we?
No, we haven't. These intensely physical creatures prioritize pleasure, it says to this.
Oh, to the Taurus.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes, I'm intensely physical, and I do prioritize pleasure.
Well, you're a creature.
In at number 3, the Capricorn.
Whoa. Oh, come on.
We're running out of spots.
What is this?
In at number 2... Joe the Gemini.
Oh, now. I'm the 2nd most likely sign to cheat.
14%. And it says Geminis can be two-faced, immature. They have they're superficial, according to Cosmopolitan. They are the 2nd most likely zodiac sign to cheat.
Wow. I don't know about superficial. We're super.
And I don't know how this one's going to sit with Joe, but in at number 1, that leaves only one, and that would be the most devious or unfaithful would be the Libra.
Well, my.
Joe.
Well, goodness me.
Never.
What, Dana? You can still. I still consider it unfaithful even if you're divorced, Dana.
Your wife's not a Libra.
She actually is.
Well,
no,
yeah, kind
she's a
of.
Scorpio.
Well, they're tail endy. The tail ends match
her
over.
By birthday, she is Scorpio.
When is her birthday?
23rd.
She
of
is
what?
A Scorpio.
October.
Of October. Oh, so she's not a Libra.
No.
Well, we always believed her to be.
Yeah. She's not a Libra.
Are you sure?
I swear.
I think she is, Dana. October 23rd?
October 20th. All of the zodiac signs, they switch over at the 22nd, 23rd.
My birthday is the 26th, and I'm a Taurus.
Because it's after Aries season.
Oh.
I don't know. Oh, that's she was never a cheater anyway, but I sure like to think of the Libra as being the big one.
Yeah.
She's a Scorpio, I swear.
Problem gambling? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Then get out to Stones, no matter what your zodiac sign is. You can get all kinds of jobs right now. You can fill the application out in person. Antelope I-80, still the one, still the only. Fill out the application and get a job.
I got to wonder during the holiday season, for Christmas especially, how many people get second jobs?
Well, I think during normal years, lots of people, but during this year, people don't even want one job.
That's because they don't know about Stones.
Yeah.
They don't know about the great stuff you could have. And this is something else I wondered. If you like a company enough, could you have first job and second job with them?
Oh, you're going to have two jobs at the same company doing two different tasks.
Maybe I'm a dealer in the morning. Maybe I'm security in the evening.
Back of house. You're doing housekeeping. You're doing technology. Oh, maybe.
Something like that.
Yeah,
I was thinking.
Yeah, you wash your hands, you know, you change, you could do, maybe you could have multiple jobs.
I always wondered, I mean, if you like a place and there are fantastic people over there.
Or maybe you're quick, you can go back and forth from three-card poker to regular poker to California-style blackjack. You got Pie Gal, you've got all kinds of great food at Sammy's.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do, no matter how many jobs you want, I mean, just ask. Doesn't hurt to ask. Swing in today, fill out the application, Antelope I-80.
Mickey Mouse.
Hi, who is this? Dog Joe and Dana's show. What's your name?
Hi, this is Desiree.
Desiree!
Woo! All right.
Desiree, you were caller number 9. You get 4 passes, 2 days down to the most magical, happiest place on earth. Who are you going to take with you to Disneyland?
My husband and 2 boys.
Aww. Aww. Yay!
How old are the boys?
Almost 8 and 3.
Oh, my gosh. Gosh.
Perfect.
Just perfection.
Hey, hey. Yes.
What is
we
this?
We were so wanting to go, and so I'm really, really excited.
Yes. Oh, wonderful.
Desiree, have a great Christmas. Tell the family the same. Have fun down in Disneyland. Isn't it weird how ever since we started giving away these Disney tickets, the people that call up, they have young kids.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, awesome, man.
I always expect with all this rock and roll that we play that we're like, hey, who are you taking? They're like, my two kids. How old are they? 48 and, you know, 29. It's not the case, though. It's it. Back tomorrow, caller number 9. All this week, we'll get you hooked up so you can go to Disneyland.
Hey, everybody strap in. I'm about to open some window.
All right, get strapped in, open the windows. Time for another edition of Snakes on a Plane. This time, a 42-year-old woman leaving out of Fort Lauderdale to go to Nashville. Okay, this is on a Spirit Airlines.
Okay.
So she gets on the plane, and according to officers and flight crew, she seemed intoxicated, and she started pulling the hair and punching flight attendants, and then started screaming when she landed at police to shoot her.
Ho!
She was screaming, whoa, shoot me! Shoot me! They did arrest her, but when she lost her lunch on the plane and when the snakes came out, a fellow passenger used zip ties to restrain the woman until they did land in Nashville, which they did eject her from the plane, and they took her down to jail. Now, follow me on this. They always say that the sound alone of racking a shotgun should always stop an intruder before you ever need to shoot him. Okay? Now, even though zip ties are easier and quicker to shackle a human, the sound of duct tape... The sound that duct tape carries when you're pulling it off the roll, you know how it's got that...
And you rip it.
Boy, it's a rip sound, yeah.
It's a more threatening sound, and I also think it's more humiliating to be hog-tied with tape than zip ties.
It is.
Plus, if there's exposed skin, like if you've got shorts on or...
Oh, it hurts so bad.
Yes, you get a harsh reminder of your ignorance as they take the tape off of you. So the moral of this story is, please, Airlines, Spirit, Southwest, do not start carrying zip ties. Keep duct tape on the plane because I think it's better.
That's what you took from this.
Yes. I don't want to. Everything is always changing, and they're always trying out new technology.
Just, he doesn't want nothing changed up there.
No.
You like the way it rolls.
Because everyone knows when you want to pull off a big hunk of duct tape, you got to like pull it. It has that good whoosh. And that's scary. If you're on a plane and you, like, if there's a guy walking around with a holster of duct tape, and he's got all different colors, and you hear him start stretching it out, everyone's going to be quiet, mind their business, and they're going to look for the jack hole that's about to get wrapped up like a mummy.
Not
that's
to mention awesome. We had all different colors that we were going to color coordinate and assign for different things that were being broken up there.
I know you really don't want the duct tape, but there's different color zip ties. There's also really big ones. I mean, you could hit people with them. Not that I'm advocating for that at all.
Oh, no.
But, I mean, there's big, thick ones.
Yeah, yeah. We have tie wraps here. We got zip ties here that are about 4 feet long and about an inch thick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I took two of them home with me just because I'd never seen anything like that before.
I get it. They're big and all that. A lot of grown men can use them as belts. But here's the thing. I want... I want duct tape to be used because it sounds better and it's more embarrassing. And just to see you there all taped out with duct tape and it's all sticky, it needs to be duct tape, not zip ties.
Reminds you of a Nerds movie or something like that.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Absolutely.
And duct tape, too, especially in the summertime. You ever smell it? It gets that god-awful duct tape smell.
Only duct tape has it.
It's funky.
It's like a cruel nair, too. If you get it on your hair, it rips every single follicle out.
If you're going on
it's been warming in the sun and you get it on your hair.
Let's say you act up. You're coming to California. There's a good chance when you relive your mistakes when they're removing the duct tape, skin comes off.
Oh, yeah. If it's been on that long.
Oh, it's so painful.
That crap will remove moles and freckles, so do not go to the zip ties. Please.
We got to do news for you.
This just in. Here's Doug, Joe, and Dana on Sacramento's Rock Station, 93.7 The River.
Well, this one might be a bit tough for some to hear. It took place, of all places, in Florida. And this woman who's a librarian, okay, she gets into some sort of minor accident with a man on a motorcycle, okay? Aww. She's in a Kia. She drives into this motorcycle. She doesn't knock him off, and I don't know if he was actually on the bike or in a parking lot.
Okay.
So she nudges the bike, but then she drives off.
Leaves.
So she leaves.
Yeah.
So the guy, 40-year-old Andrew Durr, the motorcyclist, He gives chase. And there's also a witness that sees this. So it's a little bit of a road rage thing. She drives off. Motorcycle is like, hey, you hit me. You got to stop. It's hit and run.
Yeah.
She dumbly drives to her home. And I don't know how close behind the motorcyclist was, but he now knows where she lives. Ooh. And him and the witness are outside her house while she's inside. And he's calling 911 saying, hey, this crazy woman just hit me on my bike and she fled. So they're like, okay, just, you know, don't do anything, blah, blah, blah. They're on the phone.
Stay outside.
Stay outside.
Behave yourself.
The woman goes outside with a gun.
Oh, no.
She points it at him and the witness and says, get the hell out of here. Leave me alone. Blah, blah, blah. Well, the man on the motorcycle also had a CCW. She pulled the firearm on him and then first he returns fire, shooting and killing her.
He returns fire or he shoots
her?
He shot first.
Okay.
He shoots and kills her. And this librarian, 35-year-old woman.
What a terrible thing to witness.
Could you imagine that? Now the witness has seen an accident and a shooting.
Yes. She was also pregnant.
Oh!
There's no way I would follow anybody pregnant. No way.
Oh, well, you wouldn't know.
Well, how would you know? She didn't follow anyone. They followed her.
Oh, the woman who died was pregnant.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes. The man who shot and killed her was the motorcyclist.
Shot a pregnant lady.
Yeah. And he has not been arrested, and he's been very forthcoming, and he's cooperating. And a lot of people, they see this headline, pregnant librarian killed by biker is what the headline I have. And it's really misleading because this woman...
sounds to me like he was protecting himself, kind of.
And doing the right thing.
Now, oh, my God. How does it work when somebody pulls a gun on you and you shoot first? Is that still self-defense?
Yes,
it is.
Oh, especially in Florida.
Okay, because we don't know if her gun was loaded or any of that stuff, but you don't even have to know that.
You cannot pull a gun and point it at someone. That's threatening your life.
No, that I know, but I didn't know if you shot... And they didn't shoot, not that you want to be shot at first.
Right, right. Like if you throw the first punch kind of a thing to get you out of trouble.
Yeah. It's a mess and it's a sad story. And
pregnant man.
They have not arrested the man that shot and killed the pregnant librarian. So,
man.
Keep you posted on that one.
Awful.
Think about that. He wasn't even doing anything.
No, he's minding his own business.
And that's how his day ended.
Yeah, and hers. This is kind of weird. Hong Kongers, they say, are now getting in with a local touring agency, tour bus agency, and they drive up to 52 miles or farther. They buy tickets on this bus anywhere between $12 and $51 to go on this five-hour experience, and they're not going anywhere. These people pay this money to get on the bus and sleep.
Oh, I would do that.
Really? Why it drives around?
The bus just drives like, you just get on a bus in Sacramento and it drives around like Fair Oaks and Citrus Heights in Sacramento.
Oh, I love it.
And you take a nap for 5 hours.
Oh.
That doesn't sound terrible to me at all. That sounds
awesome. A
5-hour
nap sounds amazing.
And they say, think about that, 52 miles, 5 hours. I mean, that's like, it's just stop and go and stuff. And people get on the bus and they don't want to be with their neighbors. They just get on the bus and they just put their earbuds in and they just sleep.
Just rack out.
I love it.
You get some good sound sleep, too.
Oh, I love
it. On a bus?
Oh, yeah,
you can sleep. I can sleep anywhere.
Yeah, I could.
I can't.
You can sleep at concerts. You can't sleep on a bus?
No, it's too quiet.
Well, if they put some Godsmack on for him, they could.
Oh, you put Godsmack or the Police in the bus, and they start, oh, man, I'm out like a light. Oh, that's awesome. Sacramento's Rock Station, 93.7, The River That Goes Twisted Sister. Tomorrow, Lick Us and Win Wednesday. Oh, goodness gracious, we have TSO tickets.
Woo-hoo!
Awesome, man.
For the Christmas show. Dana, is it going to happen this Friday?
It's this Friday the 3rd.
Oh, man.
Whoa, that's awesome. It's coming up that quickly.
Yeah it's official now. Whether you want Christmas or not, there's no escaping it. As soon as TSO shows up in Sacramento. Is this at Golden One?
Yeah.
Woo!
It's going to be awesome.
And are they still doing the multiple show matinee late night?
There are multiple shows. I think they get to pick which time they go, but I need to double check with our promotions department about that.
Yeah, because it usually runs over a 2-day period or 3-day period, you know.
They do
a
matinee. 8:30 is usually what times they are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to see TSO, I mean, wow, look at that. We got Disney for Christmas. We got TSO tickets tomorrow for Lick.
I highly recommend it.
Merry
Christmas. You really love it.
Yeah. Joe loves it.
I do.
And we'll give you those tickets tomorrow. Lick Us and Win Wednesday, 93 minutes unstoppable. Oh, man, to shake for a little bit or through the evening. I mean, a lot of people could do that, but, man, to do it like Brian Johnson did all night long, that's a lot of shaking. It's exhausting even hearing it.
The man's got energy.
Yeah.
Lots of it.
I mean, Dana, you agree, like late afternoon till evening, you could shake.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Potentially.
You know? But, like, man, past 9 o'clock, I'm like, man, really, I got to shake till that's too much.
I'd shake right now all the way through, but I'd have to stop about, you know, 8, 9.
Well, I mean, you shake me all night long. I mean, that'd be great, but you might not shake me again for 2 more weeks. It takes time, you know?
Idiot.
You gotta recharge.
You are an idiot.
Back tomorrow, TSO tickets for the big show Friday. That's going to happen at Golden One. Monica Lowe's in next. And don't forget, all this week with us, 8:25. You're running out of days if you want to spend Christmas time at Disney for the holidays.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. Only 3 more chances left, huh?
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
That's awesome.
Coming by fast.
So make sure you're here for that tomorrow. We are done.
Thank you so much for hanging out. We will talk to you bright and early tomorrow morning. Enjoy your afternoon. Play nice.